Hello and welcome to a new episode of the India Independent podcast. You might be surprised about why does Rahul sound like this. That's because this is not Rahul. This is going to be a slightly different programming this week. Today, by the way, I'm Paulami. So today it's going to be me and Ishita on this podcast. You might remember us from a different podcast that we used to do for close to a year called She Said, She Said. And yeah, this seems like a nice reunion of sorts. Lots have changed since we used to do that podcast. For one, like both Ishita and I are now freelance film journalists, I guess. Ishita, how does it feel to be in the freelancing film world?
It's exhausting.
Yeah, I think.
And it's poverty riddled.
Yeah, that's a great description for to romanticize the world of like writing, but yeah, not looking very good, but at least it's a great excuse to be doing a podcast with you. I'm glad we can do this.
Yeah, same.
So yeah, hello and welcome to the brand new podcast guest episode, I guess. And yeah, so today we are going to be talking about Irfan Khan, because we wanted to do something different from the weekly releases, and there's like lots of things that have released this week, right? From Polite Society to a Salman Khan movie to also an Irfan Khan movie. So we thought it'd be a nice time to like kind of reflect on Irfan, like 3 years of Irfan Khan passing and how that has like changed the Hindi film industry's absence, but also our favorite performances of Irfan Khan. I mean, like, there's never a bad time to be discussing our favorite Irfan Khan performances. And it's actually like interesting because I remember the first IIF podcast that I had heard was with like Rahul and Uday discussing their favorite Irfan Khan performances. So I think it'll be a nice kind of a double bill with that episode, which you can also hear before you hear this or after you hear this. And this is going to be more of like what you and I think our favorite performances are. So yeah, I'm very excited to dive in. You watched Songs of Scorpions, right? Which released last week.
Yes, I did. And I was curious to know what you thought of it before I share my opinion.
I mean, I feel like all of us have been hearing about this movie for a while, because I know it was like, they had finished doing it at least like 5 or 6 years back, and there was something, and they had done the rounds of film festivals, but there was some, like, it wasn't releasing in India and they were trying to figure out a way to release. And like, I remember like it being about to release at least 3 times before it actually released. And I think I'd caught the film I'd seen the film at a film festival, and then I remember watching it right now. So it didn't, I mean, seeing Irfan Khan in film is always like, both a nice surprise and a shock, especially with the fact that he's not around us anymore. But with the film, I wasn't very enthused. I don't think the film had much to offer me in terms of like how it looked or what it was about, besides the fact that, you know, Irfan Khan was in it. Like, I'll be very honest, that was my only reason for watching the film. I wasn't reviewing the film per se. So yeah, that's what I thought about it. Like, I wasn't a big fan. What did you think about it?
So I agree with you. When I watched it I watched it here when it released, when there was a press screening actually, and when I watched it, it's a difficult film to sit through because the pacing is slow, deliberately so, and it takes a while to come together. So it tests your patience. But then while writing about it, I think the film opened up to me in different ways. Also, a lot of how we think about Irfan's films now is informed by the fact that he's not there.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to be objective about it. But also, having said that, I think I quite like the film, actually, because I find it very fascinating what Anup Singh does with Irfan, or used to do with Irfan as an actor. Like, Kissa is also like, if you like, I keep thinking about Kissa and the Song of Scorpions, you know, as a double bill, because in my head it works like that. It's you know, he almost like, Anup Singh almost designs his films like, you know, like a Shakespearean tragedy. There's this male character at the center who is who has all the, you know, possibilities of being great, and then he has this tragic flaw which really undoes him. And Kissa, it was about this man who was so obsessed with the idea of having a son that he made his daughter, he brought up his daughter as a son. And for Song of Scorpion as well, that, you know, here is this man who is supposed to be the nice guy, and yet you see his interior is absolutely rotten. And I like how this duality is explored by Anoop Singh, and more so the way Irfan enacts it. It's so seamless that it's difficult to imagine anyone else doing it.
That's a very interesting point that you just raised, because that's also like how I think of any Irfan Khan performance in general, like the duality of, you know, the actor and the character. And I feel like in some ways that kind of differentiates an Irfan Khan performance or an Irfan Khan role from any other actor. It's just that there's always, it's never one thing, right? It's always like you're having to negotiate like the reputation of the man and the talent of the man on screen. And it like opens up to, I feel like, everyone in very different ways. I'm very curious to know what was the first film of Irfan Khan, or a film that had Irfan Khan in it, that you saw and that really moved you, or that made you like, you know, take notice of him as an actor or as like a character, or what he can do with a character, basically.
So my earliest memories of, the funny thing about Irfan, I just want to cut in and say, is that even his more obscure performances tend to be his great performance. You know, it's just that he never gives a very forgettable, I don't remember a forgettable Irfan Khan performance, but my most enduring, you feel the same?
Yeah, like I feel like there are forgettable Irfan Khan films, like Thank You, for instance, but I don't think that's a forgettable Irfan Khan performance. Like if you had told me today that go watch Thank You, I would happily do it because I know there's Irfan Khan in it. And, you know, I would get something out of it. It wouldn't be like something I'm doing because it's elevator music. If the, like, that's how I would like to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my, to continue with what I was saying. So yeah, the first film of Irfan I watched was Maqbool. And it was a very bad print. I think it was one of those, like I got it from a friend. It was early days of theater print. And and imagine a film like that being completely distorted if you watch it like that. But it was Irfan's performance which absolutely like shook me. We have read Macbeth in school.
Yeah.
And when I was watching it, it was an interpretation I couldn't wrap my head around. Because obviously, it has a lot to do with the way Vishal Bhardwaj also designed the film, which was very interesting and a departure from the original text. But even then, I think the way Irfan, the gravitas Irfan brought to the role, the tragicness, the tragedy that he brought to the role, the way his eyes looked when he looked at Tabu, there were a lot of factors which contributed to it. But yeah, I think Maqbool was one of my most enduring Irfan Khan performance till I caught up with his later works. What about you?
So the first, I'm sure I must have seen like more Irfan Khan movies before this one, but I remember this one movie leaving like a very indelible impact on me because it wasn't like traditionally Bollywood. The movie that I had seen him in was The Warrior, which is this 2001 film that Asif Kapadia had directed. Mm-hmm. I'd seen it in journalism school this must be in 2011 when I was in ACJ. And it was a film elective class that was actually taken by Bharadwaj Rangan. And we were shown The Warrior. And I remember at that point, you know, when you also grow up on Hindi cinema or just like Indian cinema more than like international cinema, you have a kind of a stereotype of how a film should be, in the sense that it should be plot heavy more than anything else. And that's how I had in my head also thought about how movies should be. But The Warrior was, it was a very surreal mix of like movement. And it wasn't like plot heavy. It wasn't dialogue heavy. It was more about like seeing like a photo essay or a video essay come to life. And I remember I was very taken by like the dynamism of like Irfan Khan, in the sense that there's lots of movements in the film. You know, I don't want to like give a summary of what the film is about because I'm pretty sure people know that. But what I really was taken by was how this man moved on screen, you know, where he didn't need dialogue to convey what he was feeling or what he wanted you to feel. Because after all, when you watch a movie, what you're taking away from it is what it's making you feel, right? And that a movie can do through like multiple ways, through song and dance, through like plot twists, through emotional manipulation. But here was this guy like who just was making you feel at least something, even if you don't know what you were feeling, but making you feel with just physical movement. And I was very taken by that. And I think that has also informed like why, like some of my favorite Irfan Khan performances, even if they might not be, you know, what everyone considers the best performance of Irfan Khan, but also how I look at acting in general. Like, you know, there needs to be like physical movement. There needs to be something beyond like the spoken word. And I think that movie also, it's gorgeously mounted. It felt really like, you know, like it opened up new, I would say like avenues in my mind of like what film can do. And I remember I was like absolutely gobsmacked. I didn't understand much of it when I first saw it because it was also like an 8 a.m. class. A couple of us were hungover. We were like passed out in the middle. But I remember going back and watching it like over the years, and it has remained as mesmerizing as it was the first time I'd seen it. And I remember it made me actively seek out anything that had like Irfan Khan in it, which is also like a great seg, I guess, to come to what we really want to talk about, which is like our favorite performances. I would say let's stick to like three of our favorite performances just for like brevity, because I'm sure we can like keep talking forever. But I'm very curious to know, because I feel like you can tell so much by like so much about people or how they see like your favorite actors by like their favorite performances, because I'm pretty sure each of us has a different way of reading a film, right? So I'm very curious to know, what are your, like, if you had to tell me your three favorite Irfan Khan performances beyond like, is this his best performance? Like, we are not doing a ranking. I just want to know from you, what has left like the most impact on you?
So there are, very difficult to choose, but I think my top three performances, favorite, would be Namesake, Lunchbox, and Kareeb Kareeb Single. I really enjoyed, I mean, just before this podcast, I was going through the film. I was still laughing. Like, and I remember when I watched the film, I was the only one laughing in the theater. I have this distinct memory of the only person laughing in the theater and my friend looking at me very disgustingly. But I think that's what Irfan does. But yeah, I'll just go into depth later. So what are your three top Irfan performances?
My three favorite performances of Irfan Khan, Haider, Piku, and I think Hindi Medium. I mean, right. I'm very curious for your reasonings, and I'm sure you know my reasonings also, but do you want to tell me why, like, I'm the one film I'm the most curious about, because I also feel the same, but I don't think a lot of people agree, is Kareeb Kareeb Single. So what is it about, is it the film, is it the performance, what is it about the film that sticks with you?
So I think Kareeb Kareeb Single, you know, shines light, or his performance over there shines light to a very underrated aspect of his portrayal of a romantic actor, which I feel we saw a glimpse of it in Piku. And in Kareeb Kareeb Single also, he plays this this maverick kind of a person called Yogi. I'll just tell the premise in two lines. So it's basically about this widow who is essayed by Parvati. So she's been widowed for 10 years, and everyone around her says to start her life afresh. So she joins a dating app and she meets this guy called Yogi, who is Irfan Khan. And as the name suggests, he's like a relic of the past, sort of. He dresses weird. He talks weird. His favorite activity is writing poems. And the whole film, so they meet, and she and Parvati's character is like appalled by this man, because he has no sense of boundary. And because he has so much money, he doesn't need to do anything else. And then the film is about, Irfan convincing her to go with him as he meets his former girlfriends. So what I always found, initially I remember when I watched it, it's just that Irfan's sense of romance, which is so quotidian and mundane, and with that there is this sense of charm that he infuses, you know, he never tries too hard, which is also an Irfan Khan trademark, that he's always slouching at the back, and he'll just give a line, or he'll just look at you like that, which in retrospect made so much sense, you know. But I think in Kareeb Kareeb Single, all of it came together in a great way. And like now when I was just skimming through the film, and what really stood out for me was that if ever anyone hearing it or you go back to it, you know, the film is designed as this girl's film. It's her coming of age. It's her getting over his over her dead husband. But now when you watch it, it is Irfan's film. You know, it is also him getting over his exes, you know, because he takes the journey. And yet he's never at the center. He's always at the background, you know. And for me, that is what personifies Irfan Khan as an actor, as a performer in my mind, that he's never calling for attention. He's never standing at the forefront. And yet you can't take your eyes off him. And yet the baggage or the sense of wonder that his characters come with, it gives you a sense that they have their life, that they're bringing their life to the screen, even though we know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I think that is why. But I think I quite like Irfan as a romantic actor. I really thought we missed out on not getting enough, not watching enough of it.
Yeah, I completely.
But I'm very curious to know, is this why you like Piku, or is there a different reason?
I mean, I was just getting to that. Is that that's also one of the, like, the two things that you mentioned, I think, are also like the foundation reasons of why I like Piku. I like it as a film, but if you had to ask me, Piku is my favorite Irfan Khan performance. And I know that's like a little like, you know, what did she just say? But I'll tell you why. Like, the two things that I love about that movie is that what you said about him as a romantic hero, and also the fact that he never calls attention to himself even when he's in a scene. Like, he's always in the background. And obviously, like in Kareeb Kareeb Single, he still has a lead role. But in Piku, he does, right? I mean, it is a lead role without being a lead role. And you know how in food, there's a term that you use to like describe some meals which you like, we call ugly delicious, right? They may not look great, but like the fucking delicious thing you could have had. And I think of like Irfan Khan, if I had to think of Irfan Khan in that sense as a romantic hero, I would say ugly beautiful, in the sense that, you know, cinema has, like, we or Hindi cinema has made us have a presumption or an assumption of what a romantic hero is. You know, it has to be all chiseled body, great looks. And it's more like what you see versus like, you know, what you get. And I feel like in Piku, it was the opposite. It was what you get instead of what you see, in the sense that, A, first of all, this was not someone who's like, his Rana Chaudhary is not someone who's young. He's not like 26 year old and like wearing like high fashion clothes. He's like in his mid 30s. That's another thing I like about the movie, that age gap also, like, you know, goes towards the 30s. Even Deepika Padukone's character in the film is in her early 30s or mid 30s. His Rana Chaudhary is an everyman. I like that about Irfan Khan, in the sense that regardless of the genres that he straddles, he brings an everyman quality to every film. And I don't think there's a better example of that than Piku. I feel like Piku is a display of his strength as a dramatic actor, he's a display of his strength as a romantic hero, a display of his strength as an everyman, and more importantly, a display of his strength as a comic actor. Because Piku is unbearably funny, and mostly funny because, not just because, you know, Amitabh Bachchan is playing this exaggerated character as Bhaskar Banerjee, but also of how much he gets from Irfan Khan to be able to play that. You know, the reactions, it's more like a duel between both of them. And I like the idea of like someone, like his character is designed in a way where he's put in this like bizarre situation with two very like, you know, extreme personalities. And he is also an extreme personality, but he's still calm between both of them. You know, even as a romance, I think like, it's so understated that it makes you, like, it moves you so much more. Just that one shot of, you know, both of them playing badminton, like Deepika Padukone and Irfan Khan playing badminton in the last ending shot. Like, I feel like that's such a romantic kind of a, like, a act than, you know, a song and dance could convey. Or even, like, you know, them in Calcutta, you know, having, I remember there's a scene where they're having roles and he's like, they're just like discussing about marriage. And he's like, oh, if whoever marries you will have to get your dad also in the mix. And she's like, yeah, will you marry me? And he just cracks a joke. And it's so funny. And you never know whether they are like being, you know, they're being serious, but it's also not like, oh, everything in life depends on this. It's like this idea that, you know, you could be yourself, and it could be like a new idea of romance that I feel like more of us want to see in our films. So yeah, that's why like Pico really, really sticks out to me as like a Irfan Khan. Also, it's like what you said, he's just so effortless. Like it feels like he's just being himself. And I know that's like a compliment in so many ways for an actor. But with Irfan Khan, it really just felt like, you know, that was the most natural thing he could do. Like he, there was no other way of being than that.
Yeah. Yeah, oh shit, and I want to rewatch Pico.
Yeah. I rewatch it like every other week because it really is like that comfort movie for me. And it makes me like equally sad and equally like happy. And you know, also like, I mean, is what I'm sure like when you rewatch Namesake, that also like that's a kind of visceral reaction you also get out of that.
Yeah. So Namesake is like, it's very strange because the reason why I watch Piku is also why I rewatch Namesake. It's because I miss home. Yeah. And I miss my father, and I'm a sucker for any daughter father. You give me even a bad film, I will find something good in it.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel it's a very under, it's not well depicted more often than not. Like the idea of a Bengali father, the idea of Bengalis also, I feel, given the new, the spate of films and shows that I have reviewed over the past 1 month, I must say that Hindi films really have some vengeance over Bengalis because they're really, really doing us badly. And I think the way we speak or whatever, it's just easier to make a caricature of a Bengali.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually Hindi films are guilty of doing it for everyone. But
mostly Bengalis and Gujaratis, because those two accents have been like brutalized beyond any like... Like, there's no coming back from what they do to Bengali accents in movies. Like,
it's somehow like we are depicted as like you know, very strange simpletons, which I take a lot of offense to. But moving to Namesake, so I think so. I am one of those prudes who feel that books should not be made into films, you know, because they don't
have that part of you to come out.
So I was like, so when I was in school and I read Namesake, I quite enjoyed it. I quite liked it. Back then I was like, I've never read about people who I live with, which was a revelation for me. I'm like, okay, my parents also can be characters in a film, in a book, which Jhumpa Lahiri did. Anyway, so then later, against my best judgment, I remember watching Namesake and it completely broke me, you know, first because I do not remember then or since then watching an actor who is not a Bengali play a Bengali with this conviction. And it's such a tricky role to play because as we were talking about Pico and Kareeb Kareeb Singhal, the film is not about him, it's about his son, you know. It's about Gogol Ganguly, who is stuck with the name given by his father, the dark nam, what we say in Bengali, in the US, and which is a source of embarrassment for him. And even before it is about Gogol Ganguly, it is about Oshima Ganguly, his mother, which is Ashok Irfan's character's wife. It's never about him, you know. He is almost like the conduit. He brings, like, the film starts with Irfan and the accident, but he keeps receding in the background. And it, also the way Irfan depicted the role, you know, he was always hunched. There was a brittleness to his gait. You feel like he will crumble if you push him. And there are scenes when the whole family is talking and Irfan just goes out for a smoke. And you know, now when you rewatch the film for Irfan and you actively keep looking out for him, that you can spot him more. But I remember watching, when I was watching it, there were scenes when I forgot Irfan was there. You know, like he's hiding behind a sink, washing his hand. You and Tabu is in the scene. You know, she's holding the phone, talking to her son. So, yeah, I think for me first, which had struck me back then was how well Irfan depicted the character of a Bengali man. Now, when I watch it, it's how well he depicted the character of a Bengali father. You know, he almost brings a sense of, you know, preservation to the character. Like he preserves what is inherently Irfan-esque, you know, which is again, you know, like the talking a certain way, not being very silent and being very can has the ability to melt into the background and yet bring you know being this man, I don't, I like when I have left home since like 7 years now, there are times that my father is aging rapidly, because every time I go back home, I see him being different, you know, being walking differently. And when I rewatch Namesake every time, I feel like I'm catching up on lost time. I can see my father age before me, which I miss out on because I don't live with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, yeah.
You know, like that reminded me, the other thing that I really like about Namesake and like Irfan Khan's performance in general, like I can go up on about Tabu's performance in that film, because that also does like a lot of things to me in terms of like my mother and what I think about it. But I think in Irfan Khan's performance, what you've said stood out to me, because it's not just a depiction of a Bengali father that we haven't seen, like we see rarely, for instance, but also like a Bengali, like a Bengali, like a patriarch who is like responsible for how the lives of two people, like his wife and his son, play out. Like his decisions make their lives, but also there's so much grace in those decisions. Like I remember that was the first film I saw where I could see the film and I could see like my own parents as people without the burden of being parents, you know, people as not just caregivers, as two people who just didn't know what they were doing and they were trying their best to do to provide some sort of like a better life or what they thought was a better life for their offspring. And that really gets me this idea of like, you know, the dreams and ambitions that someone can project on someone else, especially their child, that the child may not look as an inheritance, but like as a burden. And you know how complicated that is, and how, especially how complicated that becomes when that person is not alive anymore. So Namesake, you're right. Namesake, I think, is a Irfan Khan performance where, you know, it's so hard to like quantify what we like about it, because I feel like at this point Irfan Khan has almost become like an adjective. Like you use his example to like, you know, describe what a good performance is. It's like it's an adjective.
Yeah.
And like that.
Yeah, I just want to.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
No, because what you said makes a lot of sense, you know, when you said that he brought so much grace in the idea of a patriarch, which is such a beautiful way of putting it. Because I remember, so when we, like when I go back home at least, and you know, when I see my father fussing around me, and I'm like, or actually my mother too, and I'm like, okay, we've grown up, and my mother is like now 60 and she's still almost like under a guardian, which I find ridiculous. And then I was rewatching Namesake 2 days back, and you know, there is this moment where Irfan has to go to, I think, Ohio, because, and that's the last bit of his journey before he passes away, and he's installing security cameras, and he tells his you know, son that, you know, I'm just worried about your mother, and take care of her. And that scene, I it just broke me, because as you said, you know, there is, it's this man knows nothing else.
Yeah,
you know, and he has taken the responsibility to look after his family so seriously that it overcomes his sense of self.
Yeah,
that it overcomes who he is, which is patriarchal, but it is also so heartbreaking in a way. You know, it's almost like the undersides of patriarchy we never see.
Yeah, and also it's like what you said about the film, in the sense that it's never about Irfan Khan, in the sense that, you know, he's, again, he doesn't have the most screen time in the movie, but like but you can't stop thinking about him when you watch the movie. Like the Namesake is nothing without Irfan Khan. And that's again a great segue to bring me to my next point. It's exactly what I think about Haider, in the sense that Irfan Khan is in Haider for 10 minutes, if you really count like a screen time.
Yeah.
But there is, in my head, there is no Haider without Irfan Khan. And I think Haider is like, oh, masterful film that has like great performances all around, from Shahid Kapoor to Tabu to even like Shraddha Kapoor. But, and it has like a great sense of like adaptation. Again, like Maqbool, this is also like an adaptation of Shakespeare, but that's Indianized to a way that is very, that almost plays out like a social horror, you know. And Irfan Khan's Rudar in that film really feels like a, you know, like him as a character and him as an actor always feels like a, like what you said, like a conduit for like messages or like the larger point of the movie. And his presence is like, could be incidental, but his presence is like so omnipresent and omnipotent that it feels like there is nothing else that you can look at if not him. Like that intro scene where he comes out the fog, and you don't know if this is a real person or if it's a ghost or if it's both, is masterful. It's honestly like I can't stop thinking about that scene, and I can't stop thinking about like what his presence just means in the movie beyond being just like, okay, this is something that's moving the plot ahead. And I think like Heather will also like go down as one of those films that utilizes an actor and their craft and what they what their face, what their body can bring to a film or to a scene without, you know, calling attention to it, like at the cost of like, you know, just repeating that line. But it really is like how to utilize an actor without making it like be all about, okay, now you're a vehicle for these words, or your vehicle for this memory, or your vehicle for this emotion that you have to convey.
Yeah, I think also it helps that it's Vishal Bhardwaj who is doing it, because I feel that he just, I think Heather came out in 2014, and he had Paan Singh Tomar, he had Life of Pi, Lunchbox, Kissa, all of that had come before. So I think by then people knew what to, people knew that Irfan is more than like an accessory to a film. Like, he's never that. And I really like how Bhardwaj got that. I mean, of course he did. And then the way he presented him, like I when I was watching it in the theater, and he entered, and that shot of him, you know, he's covered in fog, and then he comes to focus gradually, and people erupted, and you don't think that these are the reactions people generally have for actors like Irfan. These are not what you think of it. But it was a great, I think for me, it was a very humbling experience to think that he's just not for the intellectuals. People also, like others also like him as much.
Yeah, but is that how you also thought of the Lunchbox when you first saw it?
So Lunchbox, I think when I first watched it in Calcutta in Nandan, I mean, you would know. So it's a old school theater, and I did. And so back then when I was watching Lunchbox, I didn't stay in Bombay. I had no idea of the geography of the place or how it is. It feels like the cacophony of it. But so what I was taken by was, you know, the two characters who are talking through letters. But later when I rewatched it, it's a great Bombay film, you know, and it's such a tangibly, you know, perfect Irfan Khan performance. You know, it's just this old widower who is so cranky and so irritable and so brittle and yet so lonely, and you know how it's amazing how much Irfan infused that performance with a sense of wry humor. Yeah. Like, I was watching it the other day, and there is this moment where Nawaz's character is like, "Pisa, I've heard that you had once kicked a cat, and the cat had come under a bus. Is it true?" And Irfan doesn't even look at him and says, "No, it was a human being. It was a blind person. They didn't tell you that." And it's just, for me, it's just so great. But anyway, so coming back to it.
No, I wanted to say the other thing about Lunchbox is that what you said about loneliness, I think it's like, it's such a great point about what Irfan Khan can bring to screen. Like, I feel like all these intangible emotions, like loneliness or alienation, I feel regardless of what movie is, an Irfan Khan performance is bound to bring, you know? Like, the loneliness of like living in a city like Bombay, I don't think anyone else has been able to bring out as much as Irfan Khan in the Lunchbox. And also, like, suffuse it with like a kind of humor that also comes very inherent to him. Like, even in the saddest of Irfan Khan movies, there is like one small gesture that can just completely turn the moment. And that's how, like, in like of the films we've discussed, I feel like my third favorite performance of Irfan Khan, which is Hindi Medium, is like a stark contrast. Like, that's a film where he's more like, you know, he's very unlike Irfan Khan in the sense that he's more like, you know, alert, he's more exaggerated, and it's more comic than being dramatic. And it's more about like how he's saying what he's saying than just him existing in a scene. But I genuinely love that movie for how much like it tells you that Irfan Khan can do even when he's told to do like the world. Like, even if a director tells him that, okay, this is a scene where you really have to act it out, like be as loud as you possible. And it's very interesting to see what is like pitch of that is, because even in that loudness, there is just some kind of nuance that I feel like is so hard to get in any other performance or in any other film you see where someone else is doing the same thing. I remember one of my favorite scenes in that film is that like that house party that they are having when they
yeah
posh building. Yeah, yeah. They want to like feel yeah, yeah. elite and all, and they have to like blend in with society and like over the yeah. place by that song plays, and he just starts like vibing and dancing to it, and it's such a great reflection of your like inner, you know, who you are on the inside, regardless of what performance you're putting out on the outside. And I think that's such a, that duality is such a great Irfan Khan moment to have. Like, I don't think any other actor could have like sold it that way. And it also like so much of how we think about Irfan, any Irfan Khan performance is tied closely to his persona, you know, or tied so closely to his reputation. And I think what I was saying about, you know, him kind of portraying an everyman, I feel that way even when he's portraying, say, or he's portraying a more urban character, like that ability to just flit between classes is something that is a very Irfan Khan thing, that like, you know, it doesn't feel like, okay, this is an actor who's now playing a poor character, or this is an actor who's now going to play an urban character. It just feels like Irfan Khan, what would this be like if this was Irfan Khan? And I think that
distance, yeah.
sometimes like, you know, the distance between that two is so hard to like close out with other actors. And it's just like, you know, Hindi medium is the movie that I see when I want to just forget that, you know, we might not have any Irfan Khan movies anymore, which is like, what is, we might not, we will not have any Irfan Khan movies anymore. And I think Hindi medium is the film that I see, because it's the wasted potential, or it's the potential that you can see someone who didn't like get to fully realize it, which is also what I think about the romantic hero that you pointed about. Like, imagine us getting to have like 5 more Kareeb Kareeb singles or something in the similar vein, 5 more Picos, and that could have really been like, it feels like so much wasted time, and it feels like so much that could have been that's not, that I think also like comes in when we see any Irfan Khan movie right now and we process it and everything. So yeah, I think it's like a little more emotional than both of us wanted it to. But yeah, just like, I'm so, I feel like I will now rewatch like Namesake. Like, I'm more inclined to watch, rewatch Namesake right now, because I'm like, I really want to like process so many things that you said. And I feel like that's such a, like, those are things I didn't think about while I was watching that film.
Yeah. And you know, for films like Hindi medium, or later even a Grace medium, which is a poorer film in contrast, but it's just that you know, the Irfan, what I find fascinating is the dichotomy. Like, you feel like the actor is fits so well in the milieu, and the character is a misfit, because you know, he like that moment when you said about in Delhi, when they move to the posh neighborhood, and he just starts dancing because he really doesn't belong here, you know, and that's when the actor Irfan shines, you know, and he just shows what he's capable of, which there are several moments in his films when that flip happens, which really takes me, and which reminds me, you know, what a potent talent he was.
Yeah, and I think that's central to all the films and performances we talked about, like this idea that, you know, this is a character who doesn't belong to it, you know, even in Pico or even in Namesake, like there's that bit of emotion that he also brings alive in every performance. Yeah. This is someone who's here, but he doesn't belong here. And I think that also adds to the complexity of the performance.
Exactly. Anyway, so thank you, Poulomi. This was a great chat. And to all those listening, Poulomi and I wish to do something like this similar every fortnight, maybe. You will hear more from us. And it was a very, very, very fulfilling emotional chat about Irfan Khan. And please tweet to us your favorite performances, if you all have any, and why you like them. And anyway, so yeah, we'll wrap it up. Thank you, Poulomi.
Thank you, Ishita. This is so great. For everyone listening, please don't forget to subscribe, like, follow India Independent Films on Twitter, on Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And hope to see you soon.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.